This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest here on this Total Request Thursday. Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. John Harbaugh and others, as you heard during Nolan's update, met with the media yesterday. OTA's three-week process still happening today, by the way, but not open to the people that cover the Ravens. Will be next week, week after that, then mandatory minicamp, and then see you in training camp. But Justin Tucker, kind of the big news of this Ravens offseason, where he was accused of some unsavory, immoral, maybe illegal things in regards to inappropriate behavior, allegedly, and multiple massage institutions. And then the process was, well, we're going to let everything take its course with the league's investigation. Then we're going to, you know, see how it unfolds with, you know, our decision. Whether or not this is going to be real. And then he got cut. And the Ravens, in their press release explaining, said it was a football decision. They drafted a kicker, Tyler Loop, sixth round. He had never drafted a kicker before. And John Harbaugh hadn't spoke about this decision in the, few weeks since it happened. And here's John Harbaugh explaining the Justin Tucker roster move.
It was a complex decision-making process. And, you know, I'm a part of it. Eric, Sashi, Ozzie, Steve is a big part of those kind of decisions. I mean, you're talking about, you know, arguably the best kicker in the history of the game, you know. And like we said, it's multi-layered, it's complicated, but you've got to, in the end, it all backs up, it all comes back to what you have to do to get ready for your team to play the first game. And I think if you step back and you take a look at all the issues and all the ramifications, you can understand that, you know, we've got to get our football team ready. And we've got to have a kicker ready to go.
All right, I'm going to go with this, Steve Molesky. Oh, you're not the Steve Harbaugh was referring to, by the way.
I am not.
Okay. That he's under investigation by the league. Still not resolved. Based on their past history, Deshaun Watson is the closest to these allegations. And he got a year. And basically, the Browns shut him down before the league even did as well. Or he might have still been with the Texans at the time. Justin Tucker was looking at a suspension and possibly, probably still is. So the Ravens, they understand that Zay's out six games. They're going to need someone to kick the football. This is a team expected to win, at the very least compete for the championship, if not win it. And you're going to need someone to handle their business in Buffalo. And Tyler Loop was kicking 65, 70 yarders. And that's all great coming out of Arizona. So they knew the big picture scenario was, we're going to need someone to kick. And this kid's going to be here while Tucker waits for the NFL to decide for them, which I believe is what they were kind of hoping for. Now you're creeping closer to football activities, which they're in now. We can't have Tucker kicking on one side and the guy that's going to be replacing him on the other. Because what if Tucker doesn't get suspended? Or if he does, do we bring him back after six games if this guy's bad? So that's what that, I think that's some of the complexities of it. But Ravens in the press room, right? Nolan said it was a football decision, correct? Here's the follow-up question. Well, why was it called a football decision?
I mean, that's a good question. I just think it's like, you just like I just said, it's many-layer decision. You know, if it was just a black-and-white simple thing, then it would be easy to understand. But I think anybody can sit, look at the whole thing in perspective and say, okay, we've got to have a kicker ready to go. And there's a whole lot of moving parts to that deal, you know. And it's just the reality of it. And you're faced with that. So as an organization, we made a statement about it. I thought it was really accurate. Sashi did a good job with that and thought it through, and that's where we're at.
What do you think, Steve?
Well, I mean, if it was a straight football decision, he was actually kicking well late in the year. He had turned his season around, and he was looking like his old self. So all of what he said is true, Bob. It had to be a complex decision. Had to not be just cut and dry decision. They had to investigate. The league has to investigate. There has to be some due process here given the player to tell his side of what happened. And they had to hear all that and weigh all that and see. I'm sure the Ravens had internal communications with the league office and top people in the league, their top people with their top people. And then it came to the conclusion that they couldn't continue with this player. And then you got to have time to move on from this player. Because, Bob, they're going to face a kicking competition for the first time in years. Now, they got the player they drafted,
Loop,
who's probably going to be their guy, but maybe not necessarily be their guy. I mean, he could be beat out in camp. So I think they handled it fine, really. I don't think that you weren't going to resolve this in 3 or 4 days.
And the follow-up question, I believe, was from Jerry Coleman there about what you said was a football decision. And as you pointed out, well, he hasn't kicked a football since January when they played the right. Bills in the divisional round. And after the bye in 2024, he didn't miss a kick, field goal or extra point, because the game before the bye where they lost to the Eagles, he was brutal. Arguably the worst game, if not, it was the worst game of his career. So if you're basing on a football only, what's changed since January? So then they dug a little deeper, as we just heard John Harbaugh say twice. There's more to it. He's going to get suspended. We need a kicker. That's pretty much what it boiled down to. And that's where we are right now.
That's where they got to. It took a little while and maybe didn't happen as fast as some in the fan base wanted, but that was the call.
Yeah, and Tyler Loop, assuming he will be the kicker, and I guess they've invested a draft pick in him to be that. Maybe a veteran will come in to add a little more competition because they brought in another undrafted free agent, but you know, they lose in Buffalo because he misses two kicks. That's going to be the story of Monday morning when we're on the air talking about that game. He's going to be under great scrutiny.
Well, look at the scrutiny that Mark Andrews got and look at the career he's had.
Sure.
And we forgot all what happened previous because of the drop. But a lot of great things happened previous with Mark Andrews. They don't get to be the team as good as they are and the success they've had over many, many years without him. But what we remember now is the last play.
Yeah, and he met with the media as well. We'll hear from him coming up at 1 o'clock when we get to NFL lunch. And before we hit the break, going back to when Tucker himself got the job, Billy Cundiff missed that field goal in the AFC Championship game up in Foxborough. Tucker was brought in, undrafted free agent out of Texas, beat Cundiff out in training camp. Justin Tucker only missed 3 field goals his rookie season and kicked some big ones in the postseason when the Ravens went on to win the Super Bowl. So for the first time since then, someone other than Justin Tucker is going to be kicking footballs with points on the line.
Yeah, and just
Baltimore.
As you pointed out, as a performance, a kicker only, we're not talking about the rest of this stuff. Those are big shoes to fill, man. Big shoes to fill.
We'll come back, count some dough, hopefully, with buy or sell, and talk about the sports subjects of this total request Thursday. Get back to the Orioles at 12:30 with Steve Molesky. Right now, Norfolk is on Masson. Moomin and Westberger in the lineup, as a matter of fact. So we'll keep you up to date on those two. Convalescing, coming back, hopefully, to this Orioles lineup. And, you know, Gary Sanchez has been clear for baseball activities and all that fun stuff. Bradish is liking the way he's progressing as he'll get into rehab and live BP and all that. So we'll keep you up to date on this Norfolk Tides game till 2 o'clock, but we'll come back, buy or sell, talk more Orioles at 12:30, then a Funhouse Strip with Nolan McGraw, because we do not want to deprive the people of Nolan's just this effervescent electric person.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
To know.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale. Get 60% off and a free entry door with a house of windows. Plus, pay nothing till 2027. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Norfolk Tides on Masson right now. Colton Cowser in the lineup. Doubles to right center. Jordan Westberg advanced him with a fly ball to center field. Sammy Basayo, unfortunately, lies at the shallow center. So Moo Man right now stranded at third. Kobe Mayo is at the plate, and we'll talk about him, Steve, once we get done with buy or sell. But if you want to watch the Orioles down on the farm, including a couple of guys who are probably going to be swinging a bat for the Orioles in the not-too-distant future, check it out. Turn the sound down, however, and keep it tuned to us here on 105.7 The Fan. Tons going on in the world of sports. We'll address as much as we can. But right now, Nolan, where's the late-week money by yourself?
And a mixed bag today. Dow Jones is down about 76. NASDAQ is up 81. DraftKings also up 34 cents. Under Armour, though, down 20 cents. We'll try again tomorrow. As far as our sports topics today, let's start in the NFL. The Bengals made a habit out of starting slow these past few seasons to the point where it finally came back to bite them in 2024. And I know, well, we knew it was bad. We knew that they don't really win in the first 2 weeks. But how bad? This even shocked me. During Zach Taylor's tenure, Cincinnati is 1-11 in weeks 1 and 2. 4-13-1 when you throw in week 3. The only year that they had a winning record after 3 weeks was 2021. They made the Super Bowl that year. So how do they start faster? Well, Ja'Marr Chase says that maybe more starters need to suit up in the preseason. He admits that he was physically ready in week 1 last year, but maybe not all the way mentally ready. Bob, are you buying or selling Chase's perspective here?
I'm going to sell that if I'm Zach Taylor. Now, if Ja'Marr Chase volunteers to play in the preseason, that's on him, and the coach will decide whether or not that would be prudent. But, man, you want to get sharp, get it. Maybe those dual practices can help you do that during training camp. But Ja'Marr Chase going down Hollywood Brown style. What do you get hurt on the first play of the preseason last year for the Chiefs? That would be catastrophic for the Bengals, and he just got paid. No pun intended, I'm passing on that if I'm Zach Taylor. By the way, the Bengals' early line against the Browns where they opened the season in Cleveland, 5.5-point favorites. They were like 10-point favorites last year. I lost money on those a-holes week one last year. New England, I believe it was.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, not really.
They are not a survivor pool team early on.
No, they are not.
Save them for later. All right, moving over to baseball here. It's not often that starting pitchers go very deep in games these days, let alone complete an entire game. But Tarek Skubal, last time out, he did that. Full 9 innings, a shutout at that, 13 strikeouts, and doing so on just 94 pitches. He was in cruise control at that point. Now, he did win Cy Young last year, so this should be hardly a surprise for him. But he says that he wants to, you know, keep pushing the envelope a little bit further, increase that inning workload for himself. He understands the injury concern, but says that he wants to be like Justin Verlander, a great Tigers pitcher of the previous generation. He set the bar high. He wants to chase it. Well, buy or sell, Steve, Tarek Skubal will have more innings pitched this year than he did last year when he had 192.
I can buy that, and it's going to be within reason. He's not going to throw 250, I don't think. He might throw 220 or 210. So why not? If you have Tarek Skubal, you want to use him for the max, you can use him. And I think that complete game the other night, I heard he was throwing like 102.
Last pitch of the game was over 100 miles an hour.
Unbelievable. I mean, that's unbelievable. So why not? Within reason, yep, I buy it.
All right, we'll go over to the NBA here. The Knicks trying to hold off elimination tonight against the Pacers, but the writing appears to be on the wall. Indiana will be advancing, if not tonight, probably in Game 6. What went wrong for New York? Well, they've got a lot of big names. They're more well-rounded this year than seasons past, but the way NBA writer Sam Quinn sees it, they don't have an identity, at least compared to the other conference finals teams. Tom Thibodeau, usually his teams are known for being more defense-oriented. That wasn't exactly the case for New York this year. Bob, are you buying or selling a lack of identity being to blame for New York?
I'm selling that. Change the lineup, bench Josh Hart, put Mitchell Robinson in there. Look, are they as sound defensively as the Bulls teams and the T-Wolves of Tibbs years going by? Probably not. But Jalen Brunson, what's he's their identity. Their identity is Jalen Brunson. And he puts up 40 sometimes, oftentimes, and they still wind up losing. Overcoming deficits has been a strength and a curse for them. And Tyrese Halliburton's just been incredible. at times in this series. Maybe, I guess, if there's a criticism, he doesn't go to his bench as much as he should. And to borrow a line from Tony Manzalino, paraphrasing, hey, we're tired. We're a little tired at the end of the game. So I don't think it's a lack of identity. I just think it's a lack of execution at times. Brick and foul shots and all that good stuff.
Well, it's been a while since Shohei Ohtani has pitched in a major league game, but the Dodgers seem to be committed to getting him back on the mound. They're not rushing him, but just the other day, he did throw live batting practice for the first time in a while. Apparently touched 97 on the radar gun, so that's very nice for him. Typically, I mean, at least I would think, you wouldn't want to put such a valuable asset in danger by asking him to pitch again on top of the MVP performance he's putting up at the plate. But you look at the state of this Dodgers rotation, they could certainly use the pitching help right now. Question is, what kind of starter can he be? How often would he pitch? How deep would they let him go in games? We know he's got the three MVPs already, probably more to come. Remember back in 2022, though, a lot of credit for his pitching, finished fourth in Cy Young voting. Buy or sell, Steve, Ohtani will win a Cy Young award before his career is over.
I'll buy it. I mean, that's how good he is as a pitcher. And so now it's about getting healthy, getting out there. I think not this year, because obviously we're too deep into the season. And I think they're just going to set him up to be in peak form for October. So that's how they want this year to play out. But future years, we could see him make 30 starts again.
This might be a stupid question, but if he does pitch, not hitting, right? Pitchers don't hit anymore.
Well, they changed the rules specifically for him.
So he can pitch NDH?
Yeah. When he was at the Angels, they called it the Ohtani rule.
Ohtani rule. The Kelly Leak rule.
Or typically when pitchers could hit, right? When a pitcher leaves a game, obviously he's out of the game. They changed the rule for him where he could start a game. Once he's done pitching, he can still hit. Like if he throws six innings, he can still bat in the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning.
Oh. But if he's the starting pitcher, is he going to be part of the lineup?
Yes.
He can DH and pitch?
I think that's the rule, yes.
You would just have a pitcher, not a DH. Right?
I guess.
Hey, designate him either way. He's still,
in there. You probably sacrifice still a DH, your DH, yeah. Anyway, good for him. I mean, he's a stud. We're watching a generational
unicorn
sort of guy, no doubt about it. We'll come back. Well, the Orioles would like to have a guy that could pitch like Ohtani. And hit like Ohtani, maybe be Ohtani, but they're not getting him. But talk about the arms down on the farm. And, you know, the number one pitching prospect in baseball, Steve knows better than anyone, for 2 years was Grayson Rodriguez. And we've seen glimpses of him at the major league level. Unfortunately, might not see it anytime soon. They're giving away the Grayson bobblehead on Saturday. The bobblehead might throw more innings this year at the major league level than Grayson will. But why the arm injuries or the lats, whatever it is, we'll get into that. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. Going to hear from Mark Andrews as he talked to the media yesterday. And your American League East report. Yankees running away with things. I guess right now Tampa's the second place team du jour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
In a couple of minutes. Right now, Steve, we're watching the Norfolk Tides handle their business right here. And on the Hill, maybe not a known prospect, but a guy like many others trying to work himself up the ranks in the pecking order of all of that fun stuff. But you had an interesting conversation about the Orioles farm system and everything that's going along with it. What, 2 years running, they were the number one system in baseball, not so much this year, but tell everybody what we're about to hear.
Well, Bob, one reason I've enjoyed being on Substack, and the fans can find me there at steveonbaseball.substack.com, is the ability to just not only write about the Oriole organization in daily articles I have there, but do some videos and do a podcast, which I'm now, Bob, I was one of 10 people who didn't have a podcast. It's down to 9.
Oh, nice.
And you're one of the 9, I think. But you got enough going on here. I think that'll hold you for a while.
For now.
But I have a podcast now. Yes, I do, on my Substack, and cover a wide variety, ranging topics on the Orioles. And this week, the topic was the Oriole minor leagues in 2025. And if we're being completely honest here, it has not been a great year for the Oriole farm. Bowie, a Double-A Chesapeake, has a winning record, but the other teams do not. Florida Complex League team is winning, you know, the short season team so far with the young kids. A lot of injuries, some things going wrong on the farm, and it's been a mixed bag of a season on the Oriole farm. So J.J. Cooper, Baseball America, he's one of the best. He talked to me about that. And, Bob, here's one topic I asked J.J. about, and it's the injuries that we have seen on the Oriole farm. And here's the backdrop to it. Just in April, some of their top 30 prospect pitchers went on the injured list, and they have yet to return. And that list includes Keeler Morfe, a young Venezuelan pitcher who can touch 100, pitched in the prospect game in March. Zach Fruit, who was hitting 100 in March. Michael Ferret, one of their top 10 or 15 prospects overall. Alex Pham went on the IL at Double-A in May, and two pitchers had UCL surgery in May. Patrick Riley, who was off to a great start at Double-A, flamethrower they got in the trade last year with the Pirates, and Teddy Sharkey. So a lot of injuries on the Oriole farm. I mean, a lot. And I asked J.J. Cooper Was this an Oriole thing? Should Oriole fans be concerned of all these injuries, or does he find that it's more of an issue pitching injuries throughout all of Major League Baseball?
I don't think the Orioles are in any way alone on this. Like, if we just, like, I would say, like, the Dodgers are the prime example that they won the World Series last year. They have more money to spend than everyone else. They had a Tulsa rotation a couple of years that we were getting raised from scouts. It's like, this is better than some teams' big league rotations. And it was. You know, these guys all were nasty, threw hard and everything. And almost all of those guys have spent significant time on the IL. The pitchers, some of the pitchers we're talking about here with the Orioles are some of their better pitching prospects. Nowadays in the 2020s, teams ask their pitchers to kind of run a little bit closer to that rev limiter than they used to. But that's also because, you know, we're in an era now where missing bats, it's always been important, but it's more important now. And injuries are a part of that.
And Bob, it was nice in a way to hear J.J. Cooper say it's not just an Oriole thing. We're seeing it all over baseball, even with the world champion Dodgers. The Yankees have a lot of pitching injuries on their farm this year, I know. And so here's what's happening. If you're a 21 or 22-year-old kid with a lot of talent who might make millions one day pitching in the big leagues, and you go into your offseason, you're chasing velocity, you're chasing spin, you're chasing data, you're chasing anything and everything at these performance centers that can make you better. Because if you don't, Bob, you're falling behind the rest of the pack. You're not keeping up with the Joneses. But in doing that, in chasing velocity and spin and all the stress you're putting on your arm, risk comes with that. But as JJ said to me during this podcast, is the answer now to back off velocity and have a roster of soft tossers? Well, that roster wouldn't win. 88, 90, 92 doesn't win in the big leagues. They might be the healthiest staff in the big leagues as you go 60 and 100. So here's the dilemma for pitchers of all ages right now.
Now, John Means, correct me if I'm wrong, when he was a prospect down on the farm, he didn't throw hard.
No.
Then had the off-season regimen where he increased the velocity on his fastball to what? Maybe 94.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, but the changeup was incredible, so that 94 looked like 104. But prior to the increase in the velo, baseball term, he didn't have any arm problems. And now here's a guy that still doesn't throw 102 miles an hour. He's had two Tommy John surgeries. So do we make that correlation with him? Possibly. Just bad luck.
The organization that answers this question better than the others, how to keep their pitchers healthy. What's the key to this? Because MLB's now doing studies, Bob. Everybody's looking at it because it's become terrible for baseball. Pitchers are dropping like flies everywhere. If we keep wanting them to throw harder, more of them are getting hurt. And it's a vicious cycle. If you don't have 98 on your staff, you're not going to win. If you have 92, you might be healthy and not win. What fans are going to say, I want to win. And the players want to win. More money comes with winning. More fame comes with winning. Winning is everything is better. So I don't know the answer.
Right.
I know if I was 21 right now and I was throwing 93 and I realized 96 would be a lot better and I could maybe get to the big leagues, my chances would go up, I would chase that 96.
But I guess this is another topic altogether. You throw 96 and you can't throw it over the plate. I mean, you're kind of defeating the purpose. Lack thereof. That's another issue with some of these young hard tossers.
Here. Well, that's why I used to love to watch the Mark Burleys of the world get outs at 89. And I love to watch a pitcher who is a pitchability guy, which Povich is kind of that. He didn't throw that hard. And there's still that in the game, Bob. It's not everybody has to throw hard. But a lot of pitchers can and are trying to get better at it. And if it's not throw harder, they're trying to improve the spin on their slider or improve the late movement on their slider or their sweeper or their cutter or their changeup or something. And in chasing all these improvements, we're putting more stress on arms. But what's the answer? To not stress them at all? Just not be good enough?
Well, you've got the Tommy John, which is now pretty much, I guess it's a rite of passage. You know what I mean? Everybody's going to get it. But now these lat injuries. Grayson Rodriguez has been shut down how many times? he was on the verge of coming up back at 22, and he had the lat, which shut him down for basically the rest of that season, and that would finish him in 2024. I guess now he's dealing with, what, a forearm, lat, I don't know, shin bone connected to the elbow bone, but shoulder soreness. Michael King, for instance, San Diego, he woke up, I guess, slept wrong. Yeah, like you're, to your point, dropping like flies.
Yeah, everywhere.
It's unfortunate because a lot of these guys are talented, and as good as Steven Strasburg was, we probably didn't see him at his full effect for most of his major league career.
This is why some of these teams, Bob, are scared to death of $300 million contracts. Because especially for a pitcher, they're dropping like flies. You know, you sign him 1 year for 10 years for $300 million, and then he can't pitch anymore. Then what do you do?
Well, we give Nolan McGraw $300 mil because when we come back, we're going to his funhouse, and he's going to earn every penny of it. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. American League East Report, 1:15. Then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Talk baseball with him. He's a White Sox fan, and the White Sox are coming to Baltimore. Hey, battle for worst in the American League, and get Mike's thoughts on everything going on outside of that one as well. By the way, NFL lunch, we're going to hear from Mark Andrews. So we got a lot to get to. Bob Haney, Steve Oleski, Nolan McGraw. It's Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. But we've got some day baseball. We'll talk about that. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Talk Orioles, White Sox with him. Talk about the NBA playoffs. He's a big Bears guy. Caleb Williams had to defuse that blockbuster where he didn't want to play for Chicago. And there you go. Now you got the drama at OTAs. Before we get to the fun house, however, Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, Nolan McGraw. Let's go. We got time for a call, Nolan. Let's go to Tim and Towson. Tim, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How are we? I'm curious if you or Steve have heard through the grapevine that our center fielder, who was absent a couple days for no real reason, is he on the line with the Phillies to be traded?
Well, we don't get that kind of information. There's just no way that the Orioles under Mike Elias are telling media who's on the trading block or who they're talking to or how far it's advanced. So we don't have a good answer for you on that. I mean, I would say as a player on an expiring contract, his name's going to come up. And you know, what's going to happen with that? The Orioles season's pretty much a failure at this point. And so he's definitely having the kind of year that would interest some contenders.
Yeah, it's one of those, as Brian Ripken said a couple weeks back, you either trade him or sign him. You have two choices if you're finished, which we
right.
Kind of agree the Orioles are in regards to making
the playoffs.
Well,
a few years ago,
they
had designs of trading Adam Jones and re-signing him. That was their hope. And Adam didn't go for the trade part. He could veto it, and he did, which angered the Orioles at that time. And you could do the same with Mullins. You could trade him and bring him back if you wanted.
Yeah, but missed three of four games. Tony Manzolino, what's the old word that Harb said, general soreness or whatever it is.
Right. I don't think that had anything to do with trade.
No, I just
missing
up.
Games. Yeah, I think that's
But
what
he
it,
had the exactly. adductor strain last year where he was on the shelf a couple of times. Maybe just proceeding with caution as far as that's concerned. He did play last night and got a couple of knocks on top of it. Let's bring Nolan in. Nolan, you want to say anything to the people or are we going right to your funhouse?
No, let's not waste any more time.
No
here.
More time waste.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with this one here. It says, what a sweet gig Jorge Mateo has. The guy does absolutely nothing for the team. Both Brandon Hyde and Tony Mancelino apparently can't get enough of him. Having him play infield was bad enough. Hey, let's shoehorn him into the outfield. Why not? Just clueless leadership for this team. We need a fresh start in the worst way.
I think the Orioles really like Jorge Mateo. They've given him numerous chances, numerous times, numerous spots, and they really like him, and he really botched that play in the outfield.
Yeah, and the inability to hit and get on base is kind of a big thing. That perturbs a lot of people. He had that great run, what, in April of 23, where he looked like,
exactly.
Tris Speaker or Honus Wagner.
Yeah, late in that same year, I think, it was around the time the Orioles went to that Little League game. He was tearing the cover off the ball.
So, Yeah, I don't know. You know, speed aside, can't steal first, whatever cliche we want to use. But Westbrook's going to be coming back. Emmanuel Rivera would have to clear waivers to send him back to Norfolk, and I feel much more comfortable with him in the lineup and in the infield than Georgie at this particular point in time.
That's still leads the team in stolen bases somehow, despite playing about half as many games as your starters.
I'm still trying to figure out how he got on base enough to steal.
But when he gets on, he's not going for one. He's going for two. He's going to make it count.
He'll just get stranded at third like everybody else, though.
Texter here says, will Mike Elias be willing to change his drafting habits, start selecting pitchers with earlier picks? What's the hesitation in the first place? Injuries, risk, development? They won't sign him. Got to get pitching somewhere.
I'm down with that. And the Orioles have number 19, 30, and 31 in the July draft. And furthermore, they have six in the top 100. Under Elias, they have never had three in the top 31 and six in the top 100. This is a first for the Orioles with this regime. So he's only drafted, Bob, two or three pitchers in the top 100 and no one higher than 63rd. I personally think it's time to use one of those top picks on a pitcher, a college pitcher who could be ready in a year that fits what they need right now. You're not supposed to draft for need, and maybe they would. They can still take college hitters, Bob. They could take two out of three and have one out of three be a pitcher.
I'm with you on that one. Kylie McDaniel's mock draft came out yesterday, and he has the Orioles taking a position player with those first three picks, two of them of the high school variety.
Speaking of the drafting, our last text for now says, this organization continues to fail to get these guys major league ready. They keep drafting can't-miss players who certainly mash in the minors, but ultimately fail in the majors. Going over to the pitching, when was the last time any pitcher this team has drafted and actually developed?
Well, we're still waiting on that. You're right. But they have developed pitchers like Bradish. They got him while he was a minor league pitcher. And, you know, and they finished the development of Grayson, getting him to the big leagues, who was the other regime drafted him, obviously. And they got Felix, you know, from a guy walking six at Double A to a guy who could pitch in the big leagues and pitch like he is. So there's been some success stories, not enough, but we're getting back to drafting pitchers and making them better on the farm. And that goes back to that segment, Bob, we had about the injuries. Look at they have an all-star minor league pitching staff on the injured list.
Well, hopefully some of them come back and some of them throw for the Orioles, whether it's this year or next year. Coming up top of the hour, NFL lunch. Hear from Mark Andrews. Talked to the media yesterday out at OTA's American League East Report. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. But Nolan, we are the station, 105.7 The Fan, that gives till it hurts.
That's right. And your last chance of the week to win two tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll coming to Northwest Stadium on June 2nd. Courtesy of Live Nation here, we're giving these away. Let's do caller number 8 this time at 410-583-1057. Again, your last chance, tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.